We're about to embark upon a new sugya. The way it looks, this is probably the last sugya for Tashri Pei. So let's see if we can give our best characteristic to the sugya. So whether or not we're going to call the sugya as part of our series of sugya that we're talking about or not, depends on how you want to categorize it. Because the main theme of getting the Beis and Beis has really been their monos. We spoke a lot about the Manas Venechad Misurin, and we spoke a lot about the Erechad Misurin against Chazokias, and we spoke a lot about the Manas of Biyodo, and how that relates to the Erechad. So there was definitely a whole series of topics that revolved around the Manas, but primarily around the topic called Erechad Misurin. The exceptions, the possible nuances of Erechad Misurin. That was one main heading of the last couple of weeks. Now we move on to the issue of Davar Sheb'Erva. That unique area of halacha, which may not exist, that the unique area of halacha called Davar Sheb'Erva, and how Hilchos Manos plays out in those areas of halacha. The reason, of course, why this is so important is because we are learning Masechus Gittin. So, in a certain sense, this part of our series is more relevant to Gittin than whether you can eat chicken or not. I assume clear everyone ate lunch, everyone had their Shabbos lunch, and they trusted their mothers and their wives and their sisters, whatever it was, to prepare a chicken for you. Good, so we pasked up the Nechem Misurin is going to work for some shape or form. But now we get more to the Davar Sheb'Erva angle of the sugya, and the next two sugyas are really going to revolve around that. So the first of the next series of sugyas is going to be just the basic klal. This chik lo yavo, this klal that every kid who ever opened up getting the base knows, ain Davar Sheb'Erva v'shnayim. Is that statement even true? Is that statement always true? Is there really such a klal called absolute chayk l'yav and dav shibav tishnayim? And number two is, how do you define dav shibav? What is dav shibav exactly? How do you define who is and who is not included in that category of dav shibav? So they're really two different sugyas. The first one we're going to try to finish up Netz Hashem, or at least try to finish up before Shoshana. And the second one will probably take us through Aseres Mitzvah. It all boils down to Rava. We have to give such a curse to Rava. Impossible. We paskin that the real reason for the Fayinechim was Ein Eidus in the Kamel. We didn't even accept Rava. But if not for Rava, we'd be in Dabdalah in a minute. We have nothing to talk about. All the Yisaitis, the days and the days, are within the worldview of Rava. So Baruch Hashem, we are able to find these pearls of Torah on the days and days of Sefer Gittin. But the Gemara questions Rava's basic premise. Rava says, Ein Bikir Mishma. So we have some kind of a problem here. The simple understanding of the Gemara at this point is we have a problem there, Isa. The Gemara is going to revamp that and tone that down a little bit later on. That's already post Sukkos Torah. But right now we think that we have a real din der Isa on our hands, and when you have a challenge der Isa, you have to have a solution with der Isa. Generally in life, depending on the degree of how bad the challenge is, that's what the solution has to be like. So if we have a challenge der Isa, we better come up with a solution der Isa. So the Gemara tried to come up with a solution der Isa. Called Dei Nechem Bisurim. The Gemara now challenges that. The Gemara jumps on the base of the base and says, wait a second, this is a problem. Flags down on the play. How many flags? Not sure. Definitely flags down on this play. So one flag down on the play is this Chazik Isura. Again, Ayin, the last 2 weeks of Shia, all the ramifications of that. But it's the second line of the Gemara that sets the stage for our discussion. 4 months from the bottom of the base of the base. Havei Dovar Sheve'erva. Vein Dovar Sheve'erva Pachas Mishnayim. Gittin sounds like a Davar Sheb'Erva. I mean, to know whether a woman is in a Shazish or not, it's kind of hard to argue that's not a Davar Sheb'Erva. If that's not Davar Sheb'Erva, I'm not sure what is Davar Sheb'Erva. So, clearly we're dealing with the Davar Sheb'Erva issue. And when it comes to Davar Sheb'Erva, we have a Klal Gadol. What's the Klal Gadol Chayk L'Yav are called? Ein Davar Sheb'Erva Pachos Mishnayim. And therefore, this Eidechon who says the Get is Kosher is absolutely meaningless on the level of Deraisa. I think the Gemara is going to be toned down that maybe the whole concern, maybe the challenge wasn't even Deraisa in the first place. But at this stage of the Gemara, that we have a chashash deraisa on our hands, and we need a solution deraisa. The solution deraisa is not going to work because of ein davar sheb'erva v'shnayim. So the Rishonim are very, very quick to realize that there are really fundamentally two different ways of reading Agamah. Based on the last 3 weeks, so we focused on the problem of believing the Eidechad against the Chazok. And now the Gemara switches tunes and says the problem of believing the Eidechad because of Davar Sheb'Erva. The question is, do these two questions stand each one legitimately on its own 2 feet? These are two independent concerns here. There are two flags. Just because you have a flag for holding doesn't mean you have a flag for offside. You have two different independent flags down on the play. So Chazokah, Eidechad going up against the Chazokah is a problem. Eidechad going up against the Davar Sheb'Erva is a problem. the two concerns among each other. They both happen to be present in the sugya. So the Ramban, if you took a look at the Ramban, so the Ramban quoted such a, even such a girsa of the Gemara, such an interpretation of girsa of the Gemara, that each question is a separate yesh lahakshus. Chazaka poses a problem for an echad. Tov Shehev poses a problem for an echad. You can read the question as two independent questions. If that is your way of reading the Gemara, then you are free to conclude that this sugya called Ein Dov Shehev Pochus Mishnayim will apply whether you have a chazaka or you don't have a chazaka. We have no Gemara anywhere that tells us, oh, Ein Dov Shehev Pochus Mishnayim, that's when there's a chazaka. No. That was the last sugya. Chazak is the last sugya. This is the Aidi Shlema. This is one and this is two. So if you learn like the Ramban, that last sugya was last week, and this sugya is this week. We had a couple of days of principles in the middle, but they're really two different sugyas. So then what the Gemara is basically telling us is that there's an independent cloud called Ein Dov Shebiyar Bachas Mishnayim that has absolutely nothing to do with Chazakas. And it will be true, Ein Dov Shebiyar Bachas Chazakas, Layav, Akach, and Malacha, with the Chazakas, without Chazakas, Yerim Chazakas, Shmerim Chazakas, I don't care about Chazakas. If it's Dov Shebiyar Bachas, the game's over. They need to wait. That's the simple reading of the Gemara according to one version of the Gemara. But if one does not read the Gemara that way, if one reads the Gemara almost like a run-on sentence, if one reads the Gemara as saying that Dov Shebiyarva is a problem, if and when what other condition is met? Ischaz Gisura. When you have a combination of the two, now let's not forget, last week we saw many Rishonim who thought that Ischaz Gisura itself doesn't really do the trick. Which great Rishon said that? By golly? Ramban, not here, but the Ramban and Yuvamis. So there were definitely Rishonim, they may have made it to Shulchan Aruch, but the Rishonim were of the opinion that Ischaz Gisura is not such a powerful question. And I'll tell you a secret, according to those Rishonim, neither is Dov Shebiyar ever such a powerful question. But when the two forces join together, oh, then it becomes insurmountable. Then all of a sudden, an echad loses out. So if you read the Gemara like that, that this is one combination question, it's not two independent challenges, so then you have an interesting, almost like watered down, toned down version of this klal, Ein Dov Shebiyar Bachas Mishnayim. Ein Dov Shebiyar Bachas Mishnayim, not always true. Let's negotiate. With a chazaka, that's true. Without a chazaka, maybe it's not true. So these are two very, very different ways of reading a Gemara, but some potentially very, very real nafkamina medina. This is a din min haTorah. This klal of Ein Dov Shebiyar Bachas Mishnayim is clearly a din min haTorah, no question about that. And we're not even sure what the parameters of this din are. Is this din of Ein Dov Shebiyar Bachas Mishnayim only true if and when it's accompanied by a chazaka? Well, what do I say? No. That's true even without the presence of a chazaka. So if you go down that second route, that it's two factors that join forces to prevent an erecha from being believed, chazaka on its own 2 feet really does not stop an erecha. Dov Shebiyar on its own 2 feet, taka also doesn't stop an erecha. But the two together join forces and now become a solid wall in the presence of an erechad. Of course, our higher mathematics that we've referenced many, many times over the years begins to come back to haunt us. What is that called? One of the cloud gloves. Again, I don't have such a strong math background. I don't care my allegiances, but it's not my forte right now. So this is a violation of higher mathematics called what? Zero plus zero equals zero, okay? So whenever you bump into these kind of sugyas, that this factor really doesn't do anything. And the other factor doesn't really do anything. You mix them together, you make a challenge. Oh, all of a sudden, 0 plus 0 equals 1. In this case, that equals 1. Better than 1. Better than an effort. So a 0 and a 0. Chazaka is a gordish and gordish. Dov Shebiyar is meaningless. It's bubkis, it's nonsense. You combine two nonsensical clones together and hocus pocus, all of a sudden, that third day, echad is a belief. How do you understand such a thing? So how would you even begin to analyze this? We're going to get in the base. We just read the Gemara. We read the two ways in Mishnah Matter. Read the Gemara. How would you even begin to rise to this challenge? Just to rise up, rise to the challenge. How would you even begin to tackle this challenge about understanding the parameters of Ein Dov Shebiyar Bachas Mishnayim? So the Rishonim rose to the challenge. The Ramban, at least the Ramban in Gittin, what he says, I'm almost can't tell you right now, but the Ramban in Gittin, it's pretty clear that Dov Shebiyar Bachas Mishnayim independently, you don't need Chazaka to fall back on. The Maharik, in a long tshuva, the Maharik takes the other view. He goes, Be'ikvos, those yourselves, those opinions, that it's only a combination of the two. So Rishonim did take the challenge, but I want to know conceptually, how would you begin to navigate this city? So usually in learning, when you want to understand the parameters of a din, where's a good place to start? excellent place to stay. But I don't mean that. The Mokor, the din is usually very, very indicative about the nature of the din as well. That's where the Gemara spends a lot of time figuring out, is the din learned from here, is the din learned from there. Every once in a while, the Gemara will say, Mai B'nai, and the Gemara will say, Mashmoz Dorsh B'nai. It doesn't make a difference. Once in a while, the Gemara will say, this title learned about from this apostle, again, a title learned from the other apostle, again, it doesn't make any difference. But very often, the Gemara will say, no, Mai B'nai, Hikim B'nai, big enough communities. What's the Mokor? Where did the din come from? If you don't know where the din came from, how are you going to analyze what it applies and doesn't apply? So what's the source for Endoshia Prakashia? The Gemara just says it. Where did it come from? So the source is Dabadav Bimbam. It's a Gemara that appears in Masavis Kedushin of Samech Every Days, it appears in the Yemisech of Saita, that there's a call, by Dinim Mamanis, we know you need to wait. Pishnah Meir Yachim Dabar. By Gali, it says the word Dover by Dina Mamanis. And it also says the word Dover by Givni Kedushin. Ki Matzaba Erva's Dover. Even the word Erva appears in the context of that phrase. Erva's Dover. So we have a tradition, Ishma Pisha Meshavin. Zer Shavas, when Nikon the Meshavinu. The Gemara says that you ain't got them done Zer Shavi Atzma. I can't make up the following. It says, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leim over here. It says, Leim over there. It says, Leim, Zer Shava. You have to sit in the Sukkah on Shavuot. It says, Leim over there. It says, Leim over there. So we don't have authority to do that. You have to have Mesayr, Ishri Pish, Ad Meshur Leim. The Gemara says that, Kavachayma Adam Don Me'atzmai, and Zer Shava Adam Don Me'atzmai. And now, in fact, some of the other meters is not clear where they fit into the picture. Zer Shava Adam Don Zer Shava Me'atzmai, Kibu Rav Mesir. So this is an authentic Zer Shava, Ishri Pish, going back to Meshur Leim. This idea, that why do we have to aid them under away under the chuppah? Why do we have to aid them by a get? And why do we need to aid them? Well, was Eishel Shazimsa, the sukkah is the beginning of the Saita. All the dinim of Dov Shiv Yerva, we have a klal in Dov Shiv Yerva from Tishtayim, Dov Dov Mimon. So the Chorah, we have to ask ourselves as follows. That original source, the Mokor, case of dinim Amunis, an Eidecha comes forward and says something he's not believed. Is that Eid Echor in the case of Mamanus talking against the Chazakah or not? Is there necessarily a Chazakah present that he's coming La'afuki, he's coming La'Haitzi today? So the Chorah, if the model of Dina Mamanus itself is talking about a case where a Chazakah is present, and we're deriving Dabar Shiv Yerva from Dabar Shiv Mamon, it would make sense to say that just as by Dabar Shiv Mamon we're insisting that the Mendim of Mamun the Eid Echor is not believed, that's when, if and when there's present the Chazakah, you're going to be a stickler for details in Dina Mamanis, then you're probably going to carry that over to Arias as well. But if you're going to prove to me from your great knowledge of Shas, we're going to call you in a moment to present from your Shas, so if you're going to prove to me someone from Shas that by Dina Mamanis, and then Echad is not believed, even when there's no Chazakah to speak of, that's going to lead us to believe, hey, wait a second, and then Echad is not accepted by Dina Mamanis, even the absence of a Chazakah, so Takadav Dav Mimamun. So then let an Eid Echad not be believed, even in the absence of Chazakah by Arayah. So it's hard to tell.
Why can't it be the other way?
But well, the Mokor of the Div, it doesn't say anywhere in Chumash you need to aid him for Kedushin Yitim. It doesn't say, but that was Shemash Lema, when you get married, make sure the two witnesses are there.
That's what we do the Zerah Shabbat to.
But it doesn't say anything about Kedushin Yitim. The real Mokor, the Suah, everything is emanating from Mokor, Apish Naim Eidim Yachum Dover. That's talking about the case of the Eidim Mokor's. That's the moment. No question about that. That's Baba Kama and Tzim Baba Basra. So the source is Baba Kama and Tzim Baba Basra. We are deriving Kedushin, Gittin, Soiti, almost maybe from Baba Kama and Tzim Baba Basra. So we have to go back to Nezikim, back to last year, and figure out what's the name of the home. I want to know. Every kid knows that Erech does not believe in Mamanus. Is that because there's a Chazakah, or even if there's no Chazakah? So whatever the answer to that question is, the Chor is going to spill over to what the answer is in Kedushin. So what do the words mean exactly? What do those words mean? An Eid Echad comes to a Din Torah to try to be accepted, to be believed in a realm of Din Mamanus. Is the Chazakah? What Chazakah are we talking about? What's the Chazakah or absence thereof that we're talking about?
Not
totally, I still need a little bit of air. I can't really. I may call you to revamp it. So, Mr. Walter, as a resident lawyer, says correctly that let's walk through the Dintara, okay? Well, have, you know, we had great Dayanim yesterday in Beis Medrash. It was an exciting topic. Let's walk through the Dintara, okay? So we have three Dayanim sitting here, you know, in between writing principles and being Makash the Chodesh and trying to, you know, run all the Chalitzas and, you know, get ready for the days that go to Engel Rufas. You know, the days and sitting around waiting for the Dintara. So here comes the Dintara. Reuben comes and brings Shlev Shimon to court, and Reuben attacks Shimon and says, Shimon, you broke my limit. Shimon, I didn't break my limit. You broke my limit. Reuben said, I'm going to prove to the Beis Din, his very rust body of Dayan, I'm going to prove to them beyond a shadow of a doubt that you broke my limit. Lady, come on in. Tell the Beis what happened. And I was there, I saw it. Shimon took a basket, took a baseball, and threw it right to the window, broke it, smashed the window, just like that. What happens? Now, don't tell me, I don't know about Shavuot, and I never heard of the second Shavuot yet. Just based on Pasha Shoftim, what just happened? We left. Pishnah made your number. I mean, Shavuot, maybe Yemen Dinah, we'll talk about that hopefully later on. But right now, in terms of the Yemenis, the Erechad was meaningless. That's the model of Dover by Mavim. Was that aid coming against the Chazocha or not against the Chazocha? What was that aid coming to try to do? He was trying to take away money that up until now was where? Was in Shimon's pocket. So he's coming against a Chazocha. Now, from last year's guys may remember, it may be even much better than a Chazocha. That's just a Chazocha. That's what, we have another word called a Muxuk. Holding out the money is even greater than a Chazocha, but it still be the Chazocha enough, though. It's still a type of a chazok as well, that up until now, until we had the latest assumption where the Shimon broke the window, Shimon was holding on to $1,000, and now Levi is trying to change that status quo. Now, in the eyes of the Dayanim, the $1,000 belonged to Shimon's bank account until now, and now we're trying to get it out of Shimon's bank account. So the classic, the prototype, the model of Eidecha not being believed by Mammonis is stuck against the chazok. So if you want to plug in David David Mammon, so then, just as the model that the Torah says is Eidechon against the Chazocha, who would the Nami in Eidechon is not believed in the Shavuot, you have against the Chazocha. What would the Din be in the absence of a Chazocha? I don't know. I don't have a model. So now I have to start with two shots. So the classic case is not the existence of a Chazocha, but that doesn't preclude the possibility of existing even without a Chazocha. So what's the Din? What's the model? So we got to start pressing the buttons on Shas and try to figure out, I need a case in the Gemara somewhere in Shas. You can't make the Mishabah, that's okay. Rishas Babli, find me a case, find me a scenario where you have an Eidecha going up in the Mabinus, and guess what? There's no Chazocha to speak of. In fact, there's no Chazocha. So the Sheikh Shmaitzer, not a great surprise, did the homework for us. And he dug up a case. He dug up the third of the Mamma Kremis. Remember the Tziyakov Chesim and Halach. Simanim v'siman v'edechon, edecha k'manalei seidam v'yaniach. Wow, wild. You have to have three different things here. So first of all, we're talking about Hashem Sebeidu. I'm walking in the way, and I pick up something, and it looks like it's Darshesh Bosimin. That spells trouble for me. So I have to assume that the owner wasn't with Yaish. If I would know for a fact the owner was with Yaish, then I'm allowed to keep it. But I have to assume if it has a Simon on it, so why would anybody be Mishayish? He'll just come and collect it. He'll claim his what his siman is. So Ein Mitzvah Shlomech Alachin and Chutz V'Machur is trying to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashem Sebeid. So what happens? To my chagrin, what happens? Two guys walk, knock on my door. One guy gives a gavaldik siman, that the wallet that had a green mark on it. He gives the whole gavaldik siman. So they're all ready to give it to him, except the other guy gives another siman. A different simon. And guess what? Both of those simonim meet the criteria. Simon now, simon, we got to learn all the Matzias. We got to go back to seventh grade to figure out what is this. Not a simon, complicated what this is. But the mice said both of the simonim passed the test of being acceptable simon. So now I'm mavish the pivot. I don't know who to give back to. I have an eid echad against an echad. So one eid says it's not, one eid is in a. I'm sorry. One simon is indicating that it belongs to the Ruvain. The other hilchas simanim of hilchas aveda is pointing in the direction of Shimon. The Torah says that drosha chichaisa. You have to find out who has the right simon. But I'm in a stalemate. What do I do? Listen to this. One of those two fellows, Ruvain, besides presenting a simon, he says, "You know what? I'm going to do better than just a simon. I'm going to bring Levi into Beis Din, and Levi knows it's my wife." Levi recognizes the water. I've been watching Reuben use this water for the last 20 years. I know for a fact it's his water. So, well, now, poor me. Well, I just wanted to fulfill Shem's Avodah. I just wanted to be a nice guy. I got myself stuck in a Din Torah, which is involving now three different parties. So Reuben is screaming, it's mine, and I have a Simon to prove it. And Shimon's screaming, I have another Simon, and it's mine, and I have to prove it. And now Reuben says, I got an addition to my Simon, which Levi is, Shimon is counteracting, I have an Edech on my side as well. What does the Gemara say? What does the Gemara say? No? What's up? What does the Aniach mean? I can't give it back. I can't give it back to one of them. What can I give it back to? I should give it back to who? Who should win this Dintara? Who should win this Dintara? I forgot who's Reuben. Reuben has the Elechon on his side. Shimon does not have an Erechon himself. I should give it back to Reuben. Reuben has an Erechon. He's better than Shimon. So the Gemara says, what's the phrase in the Gemara? Erechon what? Kimat?
Kimat
Nalasim. Erechon doesn't exist. Why not? Why doesn't the Erechon exist? That's my catch. That's all I want to know. Why? What do you mean it doesn't exist? He's a finger of our imagination. If you touch him, his pulse, his breathing, he's alive. What do you mean it doesn't exist? Kimat Nalasim. Why doesn't he exist? What does the Gemara mean? Kamad alay sedam? It means halachically he doesn't exist. He doesn't have any kayach, any authority in halacha. Why not? Why doesn't he have any legitimacy in halacha? Chorus the numbers, and therefore, apishnai meidim what? Apishnai meidim yochum davar. So apishnai meidim yochum davar. He must then shkul shnei one person, not two people. So the mail is kamad alay sedam. And therefore, what I do, nothing. I can't do anything. So the wheels are turning, says the Sheish Mayitz. And who? What are the wheels saying? You're the Sheish Mayitz. You read some, most people read this Gemara. They were in seventh grade. They forgot about it, right? But the Sheish Mayitz learned it in seventh grade. Probably learned it in nursery also. And the Sheish Mayitz says, what is that? This Gemara tells us a lot about our Shad. Is there a chazot, Leah? This is the Shail of Didi Mamanis. In what? In the absence of a chazot. It's exactly what the issue here is. I don't know whether it is Reuben. I don't know whether it's Shimon. This is not like whether Reuben really Shimon did or did not break the window of Reuben. When Reuben died, did Shimon break a window of Reuben? So the money's sitting in Shimon's pocket. We're trying to figure out, should we make Shimon pay the money or not pay the money? Here, that's not a clue what's happening. Here, there's no Muslim. That's exactly the point. There's not no Muslim. And the Gemara still has the sweeping statement called Erech, command the Lase Dami. Says the Sheish Baiz, no, you see, from here, Chlor, that an echad is what? Is not believed in the name of this. Finish. And so about so possible. Under all circumstances, apishnai yechadav is an all-encompassing derasha. And therefore never, ever, ever believed. And now, says the Sheish Baitza, if he's never, ever, ever believed by the name of whether there is a chazaka or not a chazaka, we can extrapolate from there to Dabar Shebi'er. Now again, it's not the exact same chazaka, but similar. Just as when it comes to Dabar Shebi'er, just when it comes to Mamanus proper, we don't really care whether the Erechon is taking on the Chazaka or not. So too, when it comes to Dabar Shebi'er, it's an all-encompassing statement, Ein Dabar Shebi'er B'Shnai. And therefore, the Sheish Mayitz said, which Rishon is correct in how we read this Gemara? Agamar and Abayz and Gittin? Ramban is correct. There are two independent objections, two independent challenges. Not like the Ma'arik who read it as one long sentence. Ma'arik said that if and when you have a chazaka and you have Dabar Shebi'er, then and only then the Erech is not believed. Not true? Says the Sheish Mayitz. Again, he couldn't bring a raya from Dabar Shebi'er, but he brought a raya from Mamanus, and ultimately everything hinges on Mamanus, because Dabar Shebi'er Mamon, it all starts back at the end of Mamanus. That was the Sheish Mayitz's Gemara.
Can you say that maybe Beis Din doesn't have a chazaka, but maybe you can say that Beis Din has an obligation to give it back to the Levi Olam. So Beis Din has a special obligation to give it back to once they know that it belongs to
person. So maybe in 8F, like, there's enough basin to fully ascertain that, and if that just belongs to that one person in order.
You're saying a very long deshavar. I'm going to take the word bezin out of what you're saying. I'm going to put it on the motzi aveda. You're saying that maybe the motzi aveda is mechuyav in the mitzvah hashava, and he can't budge. That's a very long mahalach of hashavas aveda. Maybe. I don't want to go down that route, but I hear what you're saying. Yeah, that may be a mahalach. Shishmaitza said, this is a rabbi rule. Nothing more to discuss. After Rishonim didn't say this. Rabbi for sure didn't say this. After Rishonim didn't say this. Is this Gemara the smoking gun? Is there any other way to read this Gemara? Siman v'siman v'yachad edach t'man v'leis v'dami.
You can say you can't add
anything more. Oh, like rings of echoes of last year. In a cloud gobble. We spoke a lot about last year. A cloud gadol, that may or may not be true. We'll start out with the simplest level. I'm having a din fair against you. I have two eidim, and you have two eidim. Two sets of eidim are contradicting each other. One set of eidim saying the object is mine, the other saying the object. You know, the eidim, I'm sure. Choshek, not eidim, eidim. Now we're at a choshek. So I go scrounge around, and I find two more eidim. Now it's 4-2. 6-2. 100-2. What's the din? Mishnah says Makas, 100-2 is like 2-2. Trekin. Mishnah Adam is Trey Mash. Once you have to weigh them, the game's over. Trey or Trey, 100 could trade, it's all the same thing. Why is that so? What's the rationale behind that halacha? That 4-2 is no better than 2-2. Is there a science to that? Is there an underlying logic to that? So last year we spoke a lot about, there seems to be a major machlokes of Rishonim, what the nature of that halacha is all about. Everyone agrees that it's a Mishnah, Machlokes, it's not a question. There seems to be a machlokes of Rishonim, what the nature, what the chemistry behind that is. Some Rishonim seem to say, Chana presents it, that you want to be Maitzi Mammon, you want to win the Dendaira with Adim. So your claim to fame, your claim to this money is the parish of an Adim. So you are invoking the parish of Adim. The other fellow is what?
Also.
Is also invoking the parish of Adim. In Hilchas Eidos, there's no difference in the three of them. Shnayim Mishloisha, Yavam Dover, Apishnayim Adim, Ashvinu Kekman. So the name of the game is you're using Hilchas Eidos. And Pliny is using Hilchoseidus. So your Hilchoseidus is as powerful as his Hilchoseidus. That's all the din of Trekimei is. What would the din be? Let's say I have two Edim, and you have two Edim, and I want to come Minachutz all of a sudden and bring in some other proof. Not Edim, and it's not the word Edim. I want to come with something else. I'll give you a million other quints up my sleeve. I want to use that to boost up my two Edim. So there are some days in Taisus, the Babakam, the Batsa, yeah, that'll work. There's nothing wrong with that. And Rabbi Chaim explains why is there nothing wrong with that. Very simple. Because Eidim plus something is better than Eidim L'chud. The only reason why 4-2 doesn't win is because that's Eidim against Eidim. So Eidim against Eidim is a tie. But if it's Eidim plus something, you say Eidim plus is better than Eidim without plus. Hadassim plus is better than Hadassim plus. So the Eidim plus is going to be better. And there's another day in Taisus in the Bakam of Nasa says, no, it's not true. That once you have a tray of tray, you want to heap more things onto the pile, you want to throw a Migo on for good luck, you want to throw a Rove on for good luck, ain't going to work. Why is it going to work? What's wrong with adding more to the list? Who remembers the Svar we gave? You maxed out. You have like a super-duper-duper saturated solution. There's no more room for you to go. You reach the top of the line of Birurim HaMurim HaTorah. There is nothing better, nothing more powerful, nothing more kach than to Eidim. And you reached it. You got it. You got to the top. This car has climbed Mount Washington. You made it to the top of the summit of the mountain. You can't go any higher. The only way to go is to flip over the mountain. You've reached the top, and you know what we just said to you? Even though you reached the top,
you still
lose. You're still to stalemate. Because the other guy also reached the top. So what am I going to say? Oh, no. Let me go higher. Higher where? There is no higher to go. There is no place for you to improve your claims. At Kan. And you lost with two Adim? There's nothing under the sun you can add on to two Adim to make it go higher. But that klal is, but not all Rishonim accept that klal. Some Rishonim say it was very, very unique. Only you can't add Adim, but other klal you can add on. But within the Rishonim say you can't add on. But the basic means is, Tosefes Birurim is not an option in all of them. Once you reached the sea of Birurim, at Kan Layosim. What they say? In Ukhaz Hashem is Aveda. How do you prove that you're the Baalim? How do you do that? So we have a problem how to prove this. We have a latest Sofer, right? I picked up the lost item, and I don't know who to give it back to. It could be one of the 100 people living down, it could be one of these 100 people, maybe a stranger, maybe somebody else visiting. I have no idea who's the owner of this coat. No idea. So I have a latest Sofer. And the Torah says, I have a mitzvah, Shem Saved, I can't give it back to a stranger, I can't give back to the guy who's not the right owner, that would be my bitla mitzvah, and I want to do that. So it is incumbent upon me to reach the point of a biur that the Torah accepts that this is in fact the right owner. What birurim do we use? The Torah could have given us any birurim under the sun. The Torah could have said, you got to sit around and wait for 2 days. The Torah could have said, you have to wait around for 100 days. The Torah could have said, you wait for a road, you wait for a car, you wait for chazak. You can open up the entire Sefer Sheshmai and say, any one of those birurim, I need something? Can we stop giving back to somebody with nothing? That's ridiculous. That undermines the entire parasha. What am I wasting my time picking up the Aveda and then giving it to a stranger for? Obviously, I got to try. The goal is to get to the right owner. So I have to meet some kind of a resolution of this doubt. That's the goal here. Resolution of the doubt as to who is the proper owner. So it turns out, Gevaldi Chiddush. Neir Ve'oyim Chiddush. The Torah says, Adresh Achicha Esoy Vashivol Salom. As the Torah says, Pashki says it. I picked up the Aveda. Adrosh Achicha Esoy. I hold on to it until the other fellow comes looking for it. What's the problem with that? What's the problem with that?
Someone came and you still have it.
Like, what is the Torah saying? The Torah saying, pick up the guy's animal and hold on to it until he comes looking for it. Why would I say that? I don't know who owns it. So how, it's an Aveda. Who am I asking? What do we think was going to happen? What do you mean, Adresh Achicha Esoy? Of course I have to wait until he comes and asks for it. He says, no. Teshuvah explains that phrase, Adresh Achicha Esoy, has a dual meaning. It means he comes to you, he's Doresh Aveda, but what does it also mean? What's the flip meaning? You have to be Doresh him also. It's to the time. When he comes and asks for Aveda, you have to be Doresh. What does a drasha mean? What does it mean? Darsh in something. You go deep, you go underlying, you try to figure out what's the Amkas of the Vara. So, Adshad Darsheyu, you can't just take him at face value. When he comes and says, oh yeah, it was my wallet, it was my animal. Darshayu, you have to be Derishim. How do you Derishim? What mechanism do I use to be Derishim? What can I possibly use? So the Gemara says, aha! Let's hear it. What can I be? What mechanism can I use to be Derishim? I may see one in. That makes sense. That's a good way of figuring out. But with this Jerusha, upon the this Jerusha, my Jerusha, this is Megalit to me that this is the mechanism that the Torah accepts to use to figure out whether he is the rightful owner of this object. That's the Tashim and Simon. Who here likes this Jerusha? Who thinks it's a great Jerusha? Jerusha Rosh Hashanah, it's a great Jerusha. Jerusha, so, Darshay, who are Amoy, Pamed Darshay, I de Simon. So I'll tell you a secret. I don't want to kill the Pshat for a minute. But the Gemara in the second Megalit would see it is not 100% sure whether, no pun intended, again, this is a Jerusha Derais or not. The Gemara is sure that that's what the words Adrosh Chichasai means. Clearly the Torah is not just saying, let him come and then give it to him. That's what Mamash makes no sense. Obviously the Torah is asking for some kind of a biror, but in Vishtape in the Pasuk Simon, let's say Ayidei Simon. So the Gemara offers an alternative shot. Maybe you have to be Derish Ayidei what? What other vehicle, what other mechanism would we use to be Derish, the person, the supposed owner of this animal? He's come forth and says, it's my animal. How do I know he's telling the truth? Maybe it's a chakrin. So I have to revive my sophic. What mechanism should I use to revive my sophic? What's the other option?
Aiden.
Maybe it's got to be Aiden. So the Gemara says, I'm not sure. Yeah, but run, the Hilgam and Rav are sitting around 1,800 years after Torah was given. And the reading of Pesukim Barshini says, Adrei Shechichu Yisrael, it is intuitively obvious, it doesn't just mean the guy shows up and gets his arm just like that. That would be mamish, make no sense. So obviously, the meaning of the Pesukim is a dual meaning. Adrei Shechichu, you have to be Derishim. Adrei Shechichu, you have to be Derish. Achichu, make sure he's telling you the truth. What mechanism, what vehicle do we use? Is the Torah being merameh to this newfangled thing called Simchah? Okay? Or is the Torah being there? Just open up Sheshmais, go back to the old rules. Very, very long to Shoshayim. Is the Torah giving us a new rule of Derisha, or is the Torah falling back on the previous method of Derisha? The Gemara says in the second Bible, see, that was the Machlokes Amaroah, and the Simanim Deraisa, Simanim Lav Deraisa. What do you mean? It doesn't mean Simanim. The Mishnah says Simon. The Mishnah name was it. And, come on, who here went to seventh grade? The Mishnah is talking about Simanim. Everyone knows you follow Simanim. So the Gemara is once out to say that din that we follow Siman was only Midr Rabbanim. Means maybe Midr Torah you have to find Edim. I understand why they made the Midr Rabbanim, because it's very hard to find Edim. So maybe Midr Rabbanim they lowered the standards, and you know what, as long as you cope with Siman, it could be that this entire institution of Siman and lock, stock, and barrel was made up Midr Rabbanim. It's not that was supposed to be in Zendra Shepherd. So the Gemara is not sure. The latest is soft, it's not going to see you. Siman derives it up. Anyone know enough to be here? Who cares? My nephew is Siman derives it up. At the end of the day, you got to give it back. I'm asking you a throwing out question. I'll do it absolutely. I just want to know the Gemara and the Bible. So we just give a whole shift, Lolly, about how to learn Chumash. It's Tuesday today, right? It's a Bible. So this is the Bible class. So we're learning Pashki Sensei, Deuteronomy chapter 22. We have a verse. So Adrei Shechichu Yisrael doesn't only mean he should come. It means obviously you have to check him out. When they're checking out, Efshir means that they ate him, Efshir means that they Sivanim. At the end of the day, everyone agrees to Sivanim. At the end of the Mishnah, I say Sivanim. My Nefkimin, the Rai, said the Rabbanim. So my Chafsin Efkimina will be here. My Chafsin Efkimina, if you accept that the Torah recognizes Sivanim as a Biro, Nuchas Aveda, so then that means that the Torah is willing to be Sarmich on Sivanim, Malacha. Means this idea that you can identify an object that you're super kabal just based on a simon alone, vishtaita zoi, none of you listen to the standard chumash. So if you hold that simon with your eyes, then the Torah is telling us a model that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Chavad Devi Atzmo, accepts simonim as a valid way of identification. If you hold the simonim only with the Rabbanon, and the Torah addresses him something like the Eidim, then the Torah Kadosh does not accept an ID based on Simon, but ID means you have to have Eidim who can mamish testify. It's like you give a half-baked Simon or something. It's not a real identification in Halacha. So that could have nafkamin is outside the realm of Shomsa Veda. So the Gemara says, what would the din be? Let's say we're learning the Sechus Kitten right now. Let's say a shliach was appointed to give a get. From Nechmer, he's giving the get. He's traveling, bringing the get. And then so he puts the get down on a... He's in a restaurant, he's on the way. He's in a restaurant, where is he? Guess who's eating chickens? Okay, he comes to chickens and he puts the get down on the counter for a second. He orders the sandwich, finishes his lunch. So he goes out. And all of a sudden, he goes, I forgot the get. So he goes running around, he can't find the get. And all of a sudden, he sees on the floor with the Teisha Chanuyos, the same sugi. He sees all of a sudden, he finds a piece of paper. That, by golly, it's the right names. But as we already know from earlier, Masechus Gittin, that is not necessarily a proof. It could be there's another guy in town with the same names. And if that's the case, then this guy is Paltim in the Torah. It's Paltim in the Torah. What does he remember? What? He remembers that on the corner of the cloth, there was a little bit of a red mark. There's some kind of a mark somewhere on the cloth. He looks at this piece. Oh, by golly, it's got that red mark. See, by golly. Now, is that a proof positive? It could be, what? Could be the other get also has a red marker. I don't know. So the Gemara says that's a simon. So now we want to know, I want to identify this as being the real get. This is the get that I left on the counter an hour ago. I want to identify this get and be Megarish Neshazish and be Matel Osinof based on what Bira do I have going for me. I do not have Edom who say that we know for certainty that this is the same get. I do not know that. I am hedging my bets on a simon. So the Gemara says, really? Mahu lahaksa get b'simonim. You do that or not? So if you hold, what's chaz again? It's chaz bash kisei. If you hold that simonim a deraisa, so That means the Torah accepts and recognizes the idea of an identifying mark as being enough for birur. If it's enough for birur in mamonos, it's enough for birur in yisurim as well. But if you hold that siman and taka doesn't exist in the Torah, and the drisha that the Torah is talking about is ayde edim, then you might also that the Torah doesn't recognize simanim, and therefore you can mazal based on your potentially false recognition of the debt. They don't love their eyes, so that's an afkamin. Give me another afkamin. The Gemara says, what if we want to identify something also out of the realm of the mamonos? There be very important area of halacha. If a woman is married and her husband disappears, and a few weeks later we find the body, and we try to identify the body. It's hard to identify the body. The body doesn't look exactly like the. We can't tell the body's been sitting here for 4 weeks. We have no idea. But wait, we remember that the husband had a certain mark on his body, a certain identifying feature on his body, and lo and behold, by golly, what? This corpse has that same identifying mark. So can we rely on that? Would we not initiate to get married based on that? So Gemara says, it depends. If you hold that simanim of your eyes, then yep, the Torah accepts simanim as a valid way of IDing. And if you hold it simanim of your eyes, then there is no mokra for that. There will be a problem. So that's an important, that's a loaded shot. We learn the second part of Tzia, we learn the end of Sefer Yevamos, you got to learn the third part of Gittin. All the same sugya appears in three places in Shas. Gittin, Yevamos, and Yevamos. So you have to learn all the amkas of Dvarim is simanim of your eyes. So we're going to work with the assumption that Siman is derived. That the Torah accepts, Adrosh is Megalot with this part that Siman were accepted. So what does that mean, Siman were accepted? Let's say it like a Lambda, like a Shem Shemayim Tzor. It means the Torah is willing to accept Simanim as being a what? A sufficient what? What's the key word? A Biror. So Reuben has a Biror. He's got a Siman. The problem is Shimon has what? Another birur. I have one birur and you have one birur. So I want to up the ante of my birur. What do? What do I throw into the mix? I throw it at him. Erechas gevaldik! What a great birur! Erechas is the greatest thing under the sun. Erechas works. Erechas metaka work. Indeed, a mamonos without chazochas. There's no chazochas. Erechas gevaldik! What's the problem? The reason why erechas doesn't work. You know what we say? The erechas command the laser dummy? Not because erechas doesn't work when there's no chazochas. Not like the Sheish Manson. Erecha doesn't work because the other fellow has a what? Has simanim counteracting your simanim, and you've maxed out in terms of your birur. So the same way that the guy at the top of the mountain can't go any higher, and the same way back in the Basra, the Bakama, when you have two edim, you can't throw migos onto the mix, and you can't throw rolls onto the mix. You can't be marbe b'shirur, marbe birurim, and you can't make super saturated solutions become even more saturated. It just doesn't work. You can get all the erechas under the sun, it's still not going to work.
Even if you're going to say that the way that we are going to say Adoration Kifa is too similar to not greatness, if there's a lot of sadness, there's one guy who has a sin, and there's another guy who has two Adim that say that that belongs to that guy.
Two Adim is going to beat everything. Two Adim is going to knock
right,
out.
So
two Adim is not letting us off anymore.
It's in the top of the hill by
right.
Joseph.
Okay. It's not the top of the hill. It's almost at the top of the hill. You're right. You want to know that the mushroom that I'm giving is not 100%. And not 100% the same. I agree with you. But the word, the chisorum here, according to the non-Sheshmaitse people, the chisorum here is not in the erechet gufa. The chisorum here is the existence of simanim for both parties. That's what creates this reality of erechet mandalei sedomi. According to Sheshmaitse, erechet mandalei sedomi is a reflection of the fact that davish of a mammon requires to aid him. Whether with a chazak or without a chazak. Those who insist, based on Agamar, like the Marik, that there is no such klal, and when you have a non-chazaka present, then there is no din of requirement to aid him, they have to read this Gemara very differently. So one possibility in Echareim to read this Gemara differently is based on that model, that mushal of Hosafas Biruri. Maybe. The Beisai, the Sheish Maitre doesn't rest. He's not going to sell you this just based on one line of Mitzvah. Sheish Maitre never does that. He brings you riots and riots and riots and multiple. He brings you so many Biruri, he's Moise Biruri and his Biruri. So comes the Sheish Maitre and he dug up a rush. In the fourth of the Maimon comes. That complicated rush, we'll try to give a little bit of background. It's a very important rush. Let's try to understand where the Sheish Maitre is coming from, because ultimately, how you can read Gittin Daf Beis is going to depend on how you read this Sugya in the Perek HaMafkid. So there's a famous din. Mishnah is about to slay Yochum, Eidecha Be'ish, Chol Ovel Chachatas, Nuchveta Sheyechta, Pish Amir, Pish Losh Eid, Vech Yidomer. Yochum Eidecha Be'ish, Chol Ovel Chachatas. So the Torah says Ed Echad is no good. The Torah doesn't just say Ed Echad is no good. The Torah delineates all the cases and Ed Echad is not going to work. Well, Malchus and Tamis, etc. Kishnai Maiden. So comes the Teshuvah of Ben and says, oh, really? So Yochum Ed Echad be Ishtachal Oven Chatos. So Ed Echad is not going to work for Malchus and Apishnai Maiden Yochum Dabba for Mammon. But there's one tucked away area of Halacha that Ed Echad is believed in. It works even in Mammon. What is that? Ain't no come. The Mammon of Alkamu, huh? The Shavua. This is one of the three Shavuas there, I assume. So, a regular Din Torah, I come in and say, you owe me $1,000, you broke my window, and you say, I never broke your window. I mean, Ed Echad said, you saw I break a window, you can't be Matzim Mamma, Pishnah Me'er Yechad Dover. What we can do is you could force you to take a Shavua. If and when you decide not to be Nishpah, that could be, that was less just a Shavua. But the Ma'isi give you Mechad Yishvah, that's a Mishnah. This Torah Shavua, that is, Belushim Sofit, that's a Din Torah. Everybody agrees that the concept of Shavua is a Shavua. So comes Rabbeinu Tam, in the beginning of Bava Metzia, and has an amazing idea, Rabbeinu Tam says. Rabbeinu Tam says that you see that the Torah does give credibility to an Ed Echad when the Torah is revolving around Shavuot. Kozman, we're talking about taking money out of pockets, Ed Echad doesn't speak. But all we're talking about is taking Sefer Torah out of our own kiddushes and putting your hands on him, swearing, that Ed Echad has a lot of shliti, has a lot of authority in. So Rabbeinu Tam made up a new case. Doesn't appear in the Gemara before. A brand new case. Innovation, Rabbeinu Tam. I have a Din Torah with you. And I nailed you in the corner. I got you into a Shavuot Deraisa. How did I do that? Give me some ideas. How did I get you into a Shavuot Deraisa? Give me one or two examples. I got you a Shavuot Hashomer, right? I gave you something to watch, and you said it was stolen, and now you have to take a Shavuot. So I got you in the corner. You're ready to... Your encouragement is opening up, you're about to take Sefer Torah out, you're shaking your Roshani, you're about to take a Shavuot Deraisa, a Shavuot Hashem. Or, give me another example, a simple example. I said, give me an easier example. I said, you owe me $100, you said, you owe me what? 50, so you pay me the 50, and then give out, you have to take the Shavuot Medrin Mitzvah. Those are all Shavuot Deraisa. So, from the Feirish, the Pashim, the Shpadim, Asher Maki Uzeh, Mikra Balabayas, etc. Dinim Deraisa, Lishim Sofer. I got you in the corner. You're checking what you're about to take the Shavuot. As the drama is unfolding in the courtroom, as those less prisoners are being signed, all of a sudden, an Ed Echad comes running in and says, wait, hold the phone, hold the Sefer Torah, hold the Shavuot. There's no need for Shimon to take that Shavuot. You know why? Because I saw the cyclone come and take away the house to us. I was there when he borrowed the money, and he's telling the Emes, not only borrowed $50, he borrowed $100. What's the Ed Echad coming to do? What's the goal of this Ed Echad, they say? He's coming to lift our street. Not coming to the Chayv Zeshua, the Chayv Zeshua is already there. He is wearing a new hat. He does not wear the hat that says Chesal at the Chayv, lift us, he's wearing a paid hat. My goal, my job, says the Ed Echad, I want to get this guy off the hook. I want to be tight to him, Bidei Shavuasa. Imagine the drama here. Shimon's already got the Sefer Torah in his hand. He's about to put his hand up. He's about to say the words Nishma, I'm telling you the truth. And then the Ed Echad comes around. No need for the Shavuos. He's telling the truth anyway. What Rabbeinu Tam says? Good. Ed Echad works. Wamalo. Says Rabbeinu Tam, what's the difference whether an Ed Echad is Mechayev Shavua or whether an Ed Echad is what? It's part of the Shavuot. Ed Echad believe in Ruch HaShavuot. Says Rabbeinu Tam, says the Maram Rutenberg, even better than just the Memetzid, just the comparison. It's actually more believable, it's more logical than Rabbeinu Tam said about the Torah. Why? Why is Rabbeinu Tam easier than what the Chumash itself says? The Nemanah said Ed Echad in the case of the Torah, what's the Ed Echad trying to do? He's going up against something really, really strong. Something that is the strongest possible thing you could have in the Torah in your hand. What is that? The Muslim. You're Muslim, you're Mamaycha. And we're looking you straight in the face and say, yes, you're Muslim, and we're still not 100% sure we believe you. You've got to take a Shavuot to substantiate that claim of Muslim. And the Torah says, yep. And an Echad can do that. An Echad can be Mechayev a Shavuot, even though the other fellow is yelling and screaming, try Chavi Kayim, that he's a Muslim. Says the Maram Rutenberg, Naduch, and an Echad is believed against Lahitzim is a Muslim. In the case of Rabbeinu Tam, what's the Echad doing? What's Ed Echad doing in the case of Rabbeinu Tam? He's trying to help a Muxer. He's not attacking a Muxer. He's defending a Muxer. if they know which team you're on. So says the Rav Rutenberg that Rabbi Adam is 100% right. He's right because the comparison is accurate, and he's right because it's better than just a comparison. So therefore, Rabbi Adam, Rav Rutenberg, all the Gedele Levi Shem, and then Rabbi Adam Levi Shem said, yeah, you're not going to do it. So we just mechanic Shem, Mamash, a brand new Dibbet Arayisa. And a Yechor is believed, Bein Lechai, Bein Lefton. Ad Kan Dibbet Rabbi Adam. I mean, pizza delivery. Oh, pizza. Okay. Get on with the pizza. Thank you so much. Pizza, pizza, pizza.